Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Excuse me, so I'm going to find him.
Very good, Tom. Very good, Tom.
That's good, dude.
106 Thursday afternoon.
You guys play this on Lithium 34?
Yeah, this is this is big Lithium track.
Sure. Heavy rotation. What about that band? Oh, what are they called? The Shark Naked Ladies? Oh, no, that's right. The Bear Naked Ladies.
That's right. That's right.
Respect the bear.
There's one song in the entire catalog of music called Bad Fish, which we're listening to right now.
Great song.
Literally thousands about bears. So that should tell you something, too.
Shouldn't it?
Was there ever a bear NATO, though? I don't think so.
Ooh, good point. Yeah. There was a man Suck bear on that. Pig, though.
It's true.
A couple of tweets to get to here. Ben Millett said, would much rather have to face a shark. A bear can do everything you can and faster than you. Shark is toast once you're out of the water. Such an easy debate.
Like, you think you can outrun a bear? Nope. You think you can outclimb a bear? Nope.
Well,
you think you can outswim a bear? Nope.
Lee in Quincy says, shark worse than bear. You can run faster than you can swim. If the shark pulls you under, you can't breathe. And this is her best point. A baby bear might play with you.
There you go.
A baby shark will eat you.
Oh, a baby bear might play with you? Is that true?
Now, the mother bear tends not to like that, from what I understand.
How about
frowned
this?
Upon.
How about this story that I just got forwarded to me, and I'm working my way through it now, at Yellowstone. Mama bear held down an individual while the baby bears ate him. Ate him.
What?
Held him down?
What?
Yeah.
Where's this from?
It's from YellowstonePark.com.
Where was the park ranger?
A hiker found dead in Yellowstone, apparently from a grizzly bear attack. 63-year-old Lance Crosby, Billings, Montana.
Mr. T.
Rough year for these 60-year-old people with the bears and sharks.
Yes, it's not a good time.
No.
Mr. T. Oliver said, I'd rather a bear punch my head off than a shark eat me while drowning me. Neither is an ideal situation. But hashtag Team Bear. Mm.
But he's on my side of Team Bear. Like, he'd rather encounter the bear than the shark, is what he's saying.
Right.
And he's right about that.
Right. Someone with a fisheries degree says, was a professional fisherman for a time. He'll take, he'll take a shark encounter over a bear 100 out of 100. Had a bear incident in New Hampshire and Wyoming, still scares me way more than the multitude of great whites I've seen on a boat.
Oh, that's a professional. That's a
professional.
That's a pro, right?
On a boat, that doesn't really count, though. I mean, Carmelo Soprano scared off a bear with a couple of trash can lids. How tough is this? Come on.
I watched Blake Lively survive sharks in the shallows. Saw it happen.
Touche.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch.
Mm-hmm. A lot of other people died in that movie, but she lived.
Mitch and Spencer, what do you have for us on the topic?
All right, so I got a couple of points. So the first one, if you just look at the statistics, bears do kill more people than sharks do.
Obviously, understood.
But bears haven't evolved, or have evolved over the last millions of years, whereas sharks haven't had to adapt at all.
Essentially, they're dinosaurs.
Yeah. On top of that, if you're a 7-year-old kid walking up a mountain, which I have personal experience, bears won't mess with you as long as you're loud enough. I had a bear run away from me when I was 7.
See?
I was not that.
What are you, the little kid from A River Runs Through It? What are you doing 7 years old hiking up a mountain on your own?
I had a friend that lived at the top of the mountain, and we were going up it, so.
The old man who lived on top of the mountain guy, to invite us
up. This guy lived down the street from me growing up, I think, yeah. Yeah, we had the friend at the top of the mountain in Vermont, yeah.
Are you taught bear safety at an early age growing up in Vermont?
No. You got to do, like, Boy Scouts or something like that for that. I don't think you're just generally taught that.
You're just... Zoe's FaceTiming me again. I got to see if he's really doing it or if he's...
I'm doing my prep for the Bears later on this season.
I really don't know. So if you just grow up in Vermont, you're not going to get anything else.
No, they just tell you to respect the bear. That's all. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pass along here.
Hey, Zoe.
Zoe's really on the FaceTime.
Hey, buddy.
You know, we're on the air right now.
He looks like he's prepping.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Oh, your show goes till 2?
Okay, it's good talking to you. Okay, we're getting ready. Well, we're talking about sharks and bears, so we got to go. Yeah, bears are badasses.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I heard something about tearing the face off.
Oh, lost connection. That's a shame. Okay.
That was weird.
Right over there. Let's go to...
he realizes the show still goes to 2 without him, right?
Yeah, I'm not good at pointing it at the camera yet either. I do it this way, and I look at the monitor, and it's going the wrong way. It's like driving a remote control car when it's coming back to you.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's reversed.
Sure. Yep.
Surge in Cambridge. I wonder if it's the lead singer of System of a Down. Go ahead, Surge.
Yeah, hello. How you doing? Theo Hunt is the solution. Theo Hunt. I know it will make me the
How does that help with the Bears?
Person. Well, here we don't need help with the Bears. Oh. We can handle the Bears.
That's right. Oh. Can we?
I grew up here.
I can.
The Sharks. And not only are we not told how to deal with them, we are inoculated to let them get us. Why? Because we are propagandized from daycare on
what?
About the beautiful little seals. Well, we have clean water, the seals are thriving, and guess who's come to dinner?
All right.
The sharks.
All right, thank you, Serge. It's a little out of breath.
Seems pretty easy to avoid the shark.
Sounds like he was running from a bear.
Bear's a little harder.
Rick in Connecticut does not agree. Rick, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm scared of sharks too, but in Northwest Connecticut, there are stories going on about, you guys are talking about stay out of the bear's house, they'll stay out of yours. Bears are now opening sliding doors mm-hmm. from decks and going into the house to get food.
They're
so
adaptive.
Bears have now learned
Sounds
to come into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you heard about the bear that walked into the bar, right? And you ordered a Captain and Coke. And the bartender said, what's with the big paws? He said, I'm a freaking bear.
Yeah, big paws.
It's one of my favorite jokes. I tell it with a polar bear, and I say, I'll have a gin and tonic. Bartender says, what's with the big paws? Polar bear says, I don't know. I've had them all my life.
I like yours.
A polar bear is funnier, though.
Well, polar bears drink Coca-Cola, too, so that's just ridiculous.
Rum and Coke. I'll have a rum and... Coke. Mm. That's the way to tell the joke. Thank you, Jones.
Yep, no problem.
We workshopped that joke. Now it's gold.
I can tell it was workshopped.
Now you can't beat it.
John in Stoughton wants to weigh in on Bears and Joe Kelly. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Bears first.
Well, all right, Bears first. All right.
Yeah,
so
please.
Basically, yeah, sharks are way less dangerous because, you know, all you have to do is, like, avoid the beach. So if you want to cool down, just get a pool. That's basically, and plus, we learned from Jaws that all you need to defeat a shark is a CO2 tank and an M1 Grand. So I think you're all set there. Bear,
that's true.
The biggest advice on bears is just, like, play dead. Hope you don't get mutilated.
Yeah,
that's not true, by the way.
No, but
I thought you were supposed to make yourself look big.
You're supposed to yell and scream and make
noise. That's for a mountain cat.
Christian, we played the video last night. How'd that work out for the guy who got real big and the bear charged him?
That particular instance. Listen, you're not going to bat 1,000 with any of these things, okay? I mean, it doesn't work every single time, but you have a chance. You don't have a chance against a shark in the water. You have no chance at all.
You're supposed to grab the shark by the gills.
No, I agree. Next time you see a bear, just get real big and yell at it. See what happens.
I will.
I wish, sure. Go for that.
Got
a
fighting chance.
All right, John. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, wait. A Joe Kelly take.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Joe
Yeah, we ran out of time.
Ah, too bad.
Okay. do you want to talk about Joe Kelly?
Yeah, more like, yeah. No, keep going with these. I like these.
I like these too. Mike and Walpole. Can you run away? Mike, let me ask you something. Can you run away from a bear?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Now, if you run downhill,
you've seen both.
And the bear's running downhill behind you. You stop and turn around. The bear cannot stop. It will tumble. It will roll down the hill, and then you run back up the hill, and you can run away from a bear.
What happens if you're on flat ground?
Now, one other
then you're
thing,
dead.
Then you head for a hill.
You also have a better chance of surviving with the bear because a shark. You ain't going to do nothing against a shark. He's going to bite you. You're dead. At least with a bear, you get a chance maybe punch him in the nose or the eye or something or whatever.
That's patently false.
Yeah, well, yeah, the guy who's
downhill. Run downhill.
But then you've got to run sideways.
What if you
sideways?
Fall downhill, though?
Do you have to run sideways and then run back uphill? What? Tell me the route again.
Serpentine.
Tell me the route.
Yep.
No, you run. If you're running downhill, the bear's chasing you down the hill. You stop and turn around and start running back up the hill. The bear cannot stop on a dime like a human being can.
Sure.
No, he will try to stop, and he will tumble, and he will roll down the rest of the hill while you're running up the hill.
No, that's good. I'll add this to my list. Okay, so
what if you're parked at the bottom of the hill?
You're
so you have to run from a bear as though you were running from a sniper.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, zigzag.
Serpentine.
Yep. Yeah. I think that was an Always Sunny episode. You just zig, you zag, you can avoid the...
That's how you get away from an alligator, too, right? Gun. Alligators can't turn left and right or something like that.
No, sure. Next time you see a bear, just make sure you're on a hill, and sure, run down the hill, and then pivot, and hopefully the bear rolls. If not, I don't really know what to tell you.
Yeah, the next time you see a shark, hope there's a beach full of people who can airlift you to the nearest hospital before you bleed out.
Just so you know, to say you get bit by a shark, you're dead, is just patently false.
Well,
that's completely false.
Ask the guy in Truro yesterday. He got bit by a shark. Sounds like a pretty bad bite. He lived.
Because there was a beach full of people to help him. It's a little different, wouldn't you say? I mean, if it's you and a shark one-on-one and the shark bites you, best case scenario, you bleed out in the ocean. I'd rather a bear just mauled me and I died right away.
He made it out of the ocean, I think, on his own.
Weren't there like 50 people on the beach all carrying him to safety? That's what I saw. I saw pictures of all these people helping him. That's how I interpreted the
situation. What happens if a bear bites you in the middle of the woods and you're by yourself?
You're dead.
Yeah. What's the difference? Respect the bear.
I would say we're only going to take one more call on this, but...
we know that's not true.
That's probably not true. Here's what I ask. If you can work in a little something on the game tonight, what to watch for? So you can have a bear comment and or a shark comment.
Is there a way to tie it in?
And if they were only playing Chicago.
Tough.
It would be awesome.
What are the bear essentials for the game tonight?
It's so bad. How dare you?
What's the bare minimum you're looking for tonight? What's the bare minimum acceptable outcome?
Dig our claws into this game.
Yep. Yeah, what are you going to dig your claws into? What are you going to sink your teeth into? They break off, but you just grow back more because you're a shark. What are you going to do with that?
If you can work in both during your call, it would be much appreciated. I know our bosses would thank you. 617-779-0985. It's good talking to you.
Ready for the game.
Okay, we're getting ready. Well, we're talking about sharks and bears, so we got to go.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.125, Zolak and Bertrand. Tom Morgan put it best. If you're calling in about a shark or a bear, you have to have something on the game tonight. Also, if you're calling about the game tonight, you also have to include a comment about a shark or a bear.
Yep.
Those are the rules. We didn't make them.
Nope. You need one of each.
So that's what we're going to go with. Andy, who has been in the woods and has no problems with bears. So this could settle the argument once and for all. Andy, go ahead.
I doubt it.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I live in central Maine, and I've been here for 9 years now. I've been coming to the same town where I live since I was 19 hunting. And I've had bears in my backyard. Mm-hmm. I've been turkey hunting out in the woods behind my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had bear cubs in a tree. Now, that was the first time I've ever encountered cubs. What I did was, I don't know if it was the right thing, but it worked for me.
Oh, boy.
I caught real loud and picked up my stuff, and I backed out of the woods real slow.
Are you looking over your shoulder to see if there's a bear there right now? Because your mouth moved away from the phone.
No, I'm probably in a bad area.
Okay. Yeah. You know, well, you're in Maine.
I was going to say. You're in central Maine. So the man sounds like a hunter, correct? Which means it sounds like he normally has a gun on him. That seems like a big advantage against a bear. I don't know. I mean,
but to Arcan's point,
if you need a gun to take it out, that's a pretty, like, I don't know. That seems like a pretty scary, significant thing.
Okay, what do you take a shark out with?
Yeah, what do you take a shark? You can't shoot a gun at, well, maybe you can.
A fish hook. It's a fish at the end of the day.
The shark gun, water gun.
Yeah, just a fish. A
harpoon. Someone said you're supposed to slap a shark on the nose, just like, come on, Jake. Back off, you know?
Yeah.
They say that doesn't work. That's not the best plan. That's a myth.
What did you say last night? You kind of Three Stooges, just kind of poke them in the eyeballs? Right?
You're supposed to go for the eyes.
The shark doesn't give you one of these.
The eyes and the gills.
Yeah.
You're supposed to...
You give them one of these?
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Because your fingers don't go wide enough to get a shark in both eyes.
Maybe one of these, each hand, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
That,
the old wraparound.
Go for the eyes and the gills.
The old wraparound, sure.
Back to the Revenant again. Ron, also in Maine.
Last guy didn't give a Patriots point, by the way. Terrible call.
Well, the call went bad. Yeah. Ron in Maine will do it correctly. Go ahead, Ron.
Maine?
I'm not even going to give him a chance. Remember.
Well, you know
You know what? No,
you
Hank,
know what the answer.
Hank called in, and he's got to write it. The call screen says, Hank, Bears like human taste / Brady O-line. This is the perfect call. Go ahead, Hank and Revere.
Okay, we have to watch out for the cohesion of the offensive line to make sure that nobody puts a swim move on him and Brady gets mauled.
Right. Oh, my God, that was so good.
That's how you do it.
Thank you, Hank.
Also, if you're going to rake a shark's gills, you're already in its mouth. And there's no way you're going to outrun a bear. The only thing that can outrun a bear... No, the only thing that humans can outrun is a sloth and Drew Bledsoe. But a bear will hit you with three different things, its mouth and both claws. Sharks only got its mouth. It's going to hit you once. It doesn't like the taste of humans. It thinks you're a seal. As soon as it crunches bone, it's going to let go. So,
do seals not have bones?
They're soft and they're mostly fat.
They're mostly blubber,
That's why they like them. Okay. So if a bear grabs you, it's not letting go. It likes the taste of meat, and it doesn't mind crunching through bones. Shark's going to hit you once. What's the best chance of survival?
Thank you, Hank. Great call.
Sounds like a wise man.
He knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Peter says bears are ticklish. Peter, is this true?
Hey, guys.
And how do you know?
Well, you know, sharks have... You've never tickled a bear?
No.
At the machine?
A rugged double bear. But... are sharks ticklish?
No, because they have that thick, sandpapery skin. You know, a bear, you can get it down on the ground and just tickle his belly. And, you know, while he's laughing, you can just get up and run away.
See, that's what I mean. People don't respect bears.
Yeah.
You think you can tickle a bear?
Now we're getting silly.
Now we're getting a little.
This started as...
Now this has gone off the rails. This was originally like a very serious scientific debate. And now I feel like people are taking liberties with it.
There's a gentleman in North Attleboro. We don't know his real name, but his trail name is Poncho.
Oh.
And I know from having read the Bill Bryson book, A Walk in the Woods, when you hike the Appalachian Trail, you adopt a trail name. So his trail name is Poncho. He's hiked the Appalachian Trail. Poncho, were you a through hiker?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Were you a through hiker and did you complete the entire trail?
Yeah, I was a through hiker. I started down in Amicola Falls and summited Gadad.
You're lucky you survived all the bears out there.
Well, tell us about the bears that you encountered.
Well, I had six bear encounters.
Six?
And the AT, the Appalachian Trail, they tell you that you just make a lot of noise, and 9 times out of 10, they run away, and that was the incident every time with me.
What's the tenth time? You run downhill?
Yeah, no. Then, if they do charge you, don't look them in the eye, but stand your ground, keep making noise, and then if they attack you at that point, because they do a lot of false charges. These are only black bear, though. I only know about black bear.
Right.
They'll
not your grizzly,
it's a false charge.
Your polar.
What's that?
Not your grizzly or your polar.
Brown. Right, correct. Those are brown. The grizzly's a brown bear. They're much more aggressive.
Oh, nasty. All right, Poncho. Yeah. Well done hiking that trail. That's a real accomplishment. I'm a little confused making a lot of noise. Just carry with you a cell phone and the Sports Hub app, blast the Adam Jones Show, and just... That takes care of the noise portion.
Yep.
But in terms of the standing your ground but not making eye contact...
That seems like a tough
that's
one.
No!
You better not be charging at me.
Yeah. That seems tougher to do.
Also, so he just hit on something interesting. when we're talking bear versus shark, aren't there a lot of tame sharks out there? Like, so you can't just...
Like squirrels? Like yeah. city pigeons?
Yeah, like a nurse shark.
I don't think so. I don't think they can be domesticated.
I think there are pretty tame sharks out there.
I don't know that there's such a thing as a tame shark.
They're not all attacking you. Like, everybody thinks shark, and they automatically think great white. Like he just said, there are different aggressive breeds of bear. Like a brown bear is more aggressive than a black bear. I don't think people are shortchanging.
That's actually true. There was like, remember that Instagram girl who was posing with the sharks, and then one of the sharks actually did end up biting her, but it's like this place in New Zealand or something where, you know, Instagram people go and they float in the water and the sharks swim around them. There's also that guy in the commercials for Flex Glue. He's out there in his boat. The sharks are swimming all around.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point, actually.
Taunting the sharks.
That crazy son of a bitch put together a dune buggy using nothing but Flex Seal and Flex Tape and then drove it over some rocks.
Phil Swift, man.
That's wild.
What a man.
Don't see it as much as I used to now that this show's on simulcast, but I used to be able to see it all the time.
What's the one that Brett Favre has?
That's a copper bracelet, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, the copper fit. Yeah.
Copper fit.
I think a copper knee thing.
I think that'd heal a shark bite, quite frankly.
John, don't forget about your football point, but start with the Bears. Go ahead, John.
All right. So the Bears, there's two types of bears in the United States. There's the black bear. That bear, that's trouble. If it's attacking you, it's because it sees you as food, and you got to fight that thing to the death. The brown bear, the grizzly, that's only going to attack you because it's territorial and it's cubs. You just got to play dead and hope for the best. As opposed to, like Ron said, the shark, it bites you once, it's going to let you go. It knows you're not food. Bears, way more dangerous. It's going to try to kill you. Patriots, I'm looking for Brady and the chemistry with the back on the passing routes.
Nice.
Because, Hogan, he's going to be one-on-one with the top corner most of the time, and I don't think he's got that kind of skill. Gronk's probably going to see a linebacker and a safety over the top. So we're going to need a lot of offense from the backs, and I'm looking to see how that plays out.
Excellent call, John. Thank you. Seamless.
That guy was Bill Belichick-esque. just went right into all the X's and O's.
Zero emotion about it.
Can I put out a request to any beat writers who may be listening on their way down to Foxborough tonight?
Yeah.
Maybe throw this one out to Bill tonight. Hey, Bill, Nantucket guy, what do you think? Bear v. shark. First question after the game. Like, yeah, it's a meaningless football game, according to some.
Let him get his game statement out first, where he recaps what happened.
No,
out
of
there.
Course.
Don't be rude.
No, I said
don't be an idiot.
Yeah, no, I said first question.
Right,
yeah,
don't be stupid about it.
Don't yell it to him the second he walks into the room. Like, give him a little time to breathe, but maybe first, maybe second question. Like, kind of front load it a little bit. Bear v. Shark, if you could. I'd like to know Bill's
And don't
answer.
Let him off the hook. Press him. Press him like Shaughnessy if he tries to shirk the question.
Two follow-ups minimum.
Definitely.
Arcan with the headlines. More Zolak and Bertrand. Without Bertrand, it's Hardy and Adam Jones here on the Sports Hub.
It bites you once. It's going to let you go. It knows you're not food. Bears, way more dangerous. It's going to try to kill you. Patriots.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots and the Eagles will take to the field tonight. Preseason week 2 Super Bowl rematch. Tom Brady and Nick Foles both expected to make their preseason debuts tonight. And Mike Reese reporting today that the plan is for Brady to play, and it may involve him playing deep into the first half. Pregame gets going at 4:30. Gasper and Beadle have Patriots preview. Kickoff at 7:30 with Dan Roach and Matt Chatham on the call right here on your home for Patriots football, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox had their winning streak snapped last night in Philadelphia. 7-4 your final score. Phillies catcher Wilson Ramos, a pair of RBI doubles. Not a great showing from the bullpen. In particular, Drew Pomerantz, who allowed 3 runs on 4 hits in just 1 inning, and he was frustrated.
It's definitely frustrating, and I definitely don't feel like the stuff that I have right now is the stuff that I've had the last 2 years, and that's, you know, I mean, at some point you just have to figure out a way to make it work and stop looking for, you know, what's going on this year and just make pitches, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Red Sox finished the road trip 7-2. They're off tonight but return to Fenway tomorrow to open up a 3-game set with Tampa. In other baseball news, Atlanta Braves rookie Ronald Acuna Jr., who had homered in his previous 5 games, plunked on the elbow the first pitch of the game by Marlins starter Jose Urena last night. Bench is cleared. No punches were thrown. Acuna left the game with an elbow injury. X-rays were negative, however. He's considered day-to-day. Urena was ejected and may be facing a suspension. Yankees GM Brian Cashman told Mike Francesa yesterday that the timetable for Aaron Judge's return to the Yankee lineup has now been extended beyond the original 3 weeks that was anticipated. Judge has been on the DL since July 26th with a wrist injury, and former Red Sox and current Tiger DH Victor Martinez told reporters yesterday he intends to retire at the end of the season after 16 years years in the majors. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Fitchburg State University. Online and on campus, fall classes start September 6th. Learn more at fitchburgstate.edu. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 2 o'clock.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Lots of people chiming in on this. 617-779-0985 as we talk Patriots-Eagles tonight. But you also have to have a bear versus shark comment. And conversely, if you want to call in to talk about whether you'd rather be attacked by a bear or a shark, please include a quick comment about the Patriots-Eagles matchup at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, definitely not Joe Kelly. Don't try to shoehorn in any Joe Kelly talks.
That didn't happen
or
for
takes,
that guy.
Rather, yeah.
Mark Bertrand checking in via text, who has the day off before he begins the He doesn't have the day off at all. He'd be working for many hours tonight, starting at 4:30 on the Patriots pregame show. He said, bear or shark, what exactly is the question? Trying to catch up. I told him, I said, no, you pretty much got it.
Yep.
It's a would you rather be attacked by a bear or a shark. He said shark 100%.
That's
he'll
what I mean.
He'll take the shark attack.
Doesn't respect the bear. That's
insane.
What I'm telling you. That's way too 100%.
100%.
So it's 0% bear?
0%. He will take the shark attack. No.
What I'm saying is that's stupid. It's not even close.
You've never tickled a bear?
That's not even close.
No, he's saying he would rather be attacked by
a shark.
He'd
rather encounter a shark than a bear.
But the 100% makes it too strong.
Well, you have to choose right now.
No, I know, but you got to be like, well, it's pretty close. I'll go shark. it's pretty close. I'll go bear.
Now we get the incomplete here.
Yeah.
It's not
incomplete. I'm bear, but just what?
I have
100% makes it sound like that doesn't give the bear any respect. That's like, oh, it's basically a domesticated house cat.
And to your point, before you go all in on one or the other, I have a source in the medical community who has consulted with somebody who's treated the man who was bitten in Truro and has seen photos of the attack and saying he's going to live. But essentially, there will be parts of that man that will not be coming back, that the shark will keep as souvenirs. Inside and outside parts, all gone. Bye-bye.
Ugh.
Not just a puncture wound that will heal over nicely. There's
with like a cool scar. Not
that type of shark attack. So.
Wait, so did I hear Bertrand backwards? Bertrand said 100% he'd rather be attacked by a shark?
Yes.
So I heard that backwards. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying 100% shark is the scarier one. That's what I was hearing backwards there.
The question is, would you rather be attacked by a shark or a bear?
Yeah, you want shark.
Bear. I want shark.
Yeah.
Bertrand wants shark. You want shark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You'd rather have the shark attack than a bear attack.
I keep phrasing it the opposite way. Which one is scarier?
You started this.
Which one is scarier? Bear. Scarier.
Bear is scarier.
I keep thinking it that way in my head anyway, so I misheard Beetle there.
I would admit, though, that if some bear cubs came up to play with me and I knew that the mama wasn't around, mm-hmm. I'd play with a bear cub for a minute.
Here's the problem.
I've got gloves on.
Here's the problem with your theory.
Gloves.
The mama's around. She's always lurking when there's cubs around.
I don't want to play with a baby shark, although I did pet small sharks at the, as Zoe calls it, the Aquatic Center downtown, also known as the New England Aquarium.
The New England Aquatic.
They have the sharks and rays thing that you can touch them.
Yeah.
But they're not playful, though. They really don't like to play.
No.
Adam in Bedford has a way to ward off the bears and a thought on Tom Brady. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So my father and I go hiking in the White Mountains, right? And actually what we do is we'll take a metal can full of pennies. And
Adam, guess what? I've swum in the ocean hundreds of times and a shark's never bit me either. So I hope the penny plan keeps working for you.
So you're saying this.
Did you see a shark and then the shark swam away because it was intimidated by your, I don't know, whatever? No.
Nope.
The same.
This was a bear encounter and he survived it because he shook some can with coins in it.
For now.
The
For
same
now,
methodology you would use to stop a Labrador puppy from chewing on an armchair, mm-hmm. you use on a bear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Adam, have you tried shaking a jar of pennies
like
at a
three
shark?
Three rows of sharp teeth.
Say it again?
Yeah, three
so
rows.
Sharks have like three rows of sharp teeth, right. And you're probably likely to get one clean bite, and then they swim away. A bear's not going to be done until you're just a rag of bones and skin.
Okay. And on Tom Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady, I'm expecting him to throw at least two interceptions today.
Whoa,
boy. Wow. He's overweight, and, you know, I don't think he takes this season seriously. Mm-hmm. And the best Tom Brady is the one with a fire lit under his butt. So I want to see him have two or three turnovers and really kick it into gear this season.
Somebody pointed out to us on Twitter that Tom Brady did a selfie video with a bear in the back.
Bet your ass he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's lucky to tell the tale.
That bear turned and ran.
Did Brady get big and shake pennies at it? Or did he whisper because he respected the bear? I think Brady respected the bear.
Did Brady get fat?
Why was that bear lurking around? Maybe that bear is like, boy, that Brady looks like there's a little extra meat there.
Like a snack over here.
He's not cut up like Gabe Kapler, who, by the way, I saw last night. And it's like, oh, wow, still the same old Gabe Kapler. Mm-hmm. A lot of quality time on the old Nautilus.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I don't think Tom Brady is by any means fat or out of shape. I don't think that's a fair assessment.
I just think it'd take, I'll put it to you like this, Hardy. I think it'd take the bear longer to eat Brady this year than last year.
Two more calls.
I think there's more to eat this year than there was last year for that bear.
Bob in Holliston, what do you have for us?
First of all, with tonight's game, I want to see the battle between Mike Gillisley and Jeremy Hill, how that's continuing to play out.
Yes, that should be good.
Secondly, Hardy, you're an Ultimate player.
Yes,
I was at a party once at an Ultimate tournament, Clambake, up in Maine.
Oh, sure.
And there they did something called the Land Shark, where teammates hoist their nude male teammate up on their shoulders and parade said teammate throughout the party. Have you seen such a thing? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I have not. I did not participate in an Ultimate League that would engage in that sort of thing. But I do know that many sports rituals are nothing more than an excuse to engage in homoeroticism. I've witnessed rugby teams doing an elephant walk mm-hmm. through a bar, which is essentially reaching in between the legs of the person in front of you.
Well, you don't have to explain that. This is a classic story with this is what got the University of Vermont hockey team in trouble.
The elephant walk?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yes. Well known to us Vermonters.
That was hazing ritual in college.
We grow up, we learn how to respect the bear, and we know all about the elephant
walk. Respect the elephant, too. Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with the land shark ritual there at the Clambake. Nope. Ultimate tournament.
No, that one didn't happen to the UVM hockey team. No.
Oh, very good. Final call, David in Newton.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So a couple things that people have been saying a lot. Sharks themselves are not naturally aggressive towards people. I don't think there's ever been a documented case of a shark actually hunting a person. For bears, it's quite the opposite.
Polar bears especially.
We are totally on the food chain.
Absolutely.
For sharks, not so much.
Great point.
But what I wanted to say was earlier is that you guys are talking about tame sharks. There are shark species that are quote-unquote tame. Whale sharks, megamouth sharks, and basking sharks are all filter feeders, so they're not going to bother any person.
I give you koala bears. I give you gummy bears, and I give you
teddy
bears.
But people,
sugar bear.
But people always hear shark and think great white. There's a lot of sharks.
Sure, sure, of course.
There's a lot of sharks. No, I'm with you.
70% of shark species are less than 4 feet long.
Bingo,
David.
The Berenstein bears.
And David, finally, anything on the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually looking to see if Tom Brady's back thing is a legit injury or not, or if he's just been taking days off just because he's fat and lazy, like the last caller said.
Yep. Sure.
I'd like to see if he's tight or he's loose and ready to go for tonight. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Good. Thank you.
Nice.
Touchdown. We did it. Sharks, Bears, Pats, Eagles. Did it all. Every caller had something on both.
Ran the gamut.
We did.
Well, did the land shark guy?
No, but I thought it best to bail on that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, I think that was smart.
We got today's takeaways coming up. We'll do that as we come back to wrap up the program.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Wakem 180. This is the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. We had a lot on the program today, but there was one tweet in particular that caught our attention. We spent some time on, and it is our sole takeaway. I care to guess what it might be?
Is it? Is it that Bill's got to start both the starting corners tonight? Is it that? No.
No.
It's not about that?
It's not about that.
Is it about Bears and Sharks?
Frizz.
Oh, right.
This is from at Frizztide.
Oh, yeah. Frizztide. Yeah.
Sure. You know him? You guys follow each other?
Yeah, I'm well-versed. Yeah.
Jones is the new breed media troll. Leaner, faster, more annoying, and more pathetic than even Felger.
I'd agree with all of
that's
that.
That's classic Frizztide right there.
Yep. Yeah. So Frizztide. That's so Frizztide.
Frizz.
Frizztide. Frizztide. Excuse me.
Sounds like a parody song.
Work it, make it, do it. It makes us
leaner, faster, more annoying.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Leaner, faster, more annoying.
Leaner, faster, more annoying.
I'm telling you, next time we do a show together, this song will be done. We'll put it together
next,
right now.
Yeah, it's the next breed. Troll 2.0.
I really got to thank everybody who called in today and managed to stay on topic, which was primarily sharks versus bears. Would you rather be attacked by a shark versus being attacked by a bear? But also for those people, including a football take on tonight's game, which is, of course, Patriots Eagles.
Yeah, we want both.
And we did a lot of stuff on what to watch. Well, we didn't get to what to watch for.
No.
We ended up watching more bears and sharks.
Cutting room floor.
But, you know, keeping the peepers peeled and what we're going to have our eyes on the lookout.
Don't forget about the lookout.
On the lookout. We got to all of that today, so there's a lot to be on the lookout for tonight. A lot to keep the peepers peeled for.
Oh, I've had them. I've had them peeled. I'm ready for this game tonight.
I am too.
It's a big game.
So
last time your defense got shredded by Nick Foles, I'd like to see them be just a little bit better. Just a little bit better against the same quarterback that, you know, embarrassed you in the Super Bowl.
For a quarter. For however long he's in there.
Embarrassed you in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You really baited me into that one.
My apologies to Mark the Beetle Bertrand, but I didn't realize we were on the same side of that debate. I heard that totally wrong.
No.
I heard shark and just thought team shark.